Hey folks, Preet here. This is a recording of my weekly note, a gateway drug. As always, please send your thoughts and questions to letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, we are right to be fuming over the villainy of John Eastman, the treachery of Jeffrey Clark, the conspiring of Rudy Giuliani, and so many others in undermining our democracy. As the House Select Committee is uncovering, these were ultimate anti-democratic acts which culminated in an insurrection that has further cleaved our country. But in the hurricane of unfolding news about the attempted coup, we should not lose sight of other flagrant transgressions by former Trump aides and officials. These violations may seem more mundane, but they matter too. I'm speaking about that pesky little ethics statute known as the Hatch Act. Obscure or unknown to much of the general public, it sets out an ethical regime that every single federal employee is carefully trained on and is expected to comply with. Fundamentally, the Hatch Act, passed in 1939, is intended to keep partisan politics out of policy and vice versa. It seeks to prevent, in a multitude of ways, federal employees from using the power or prestige of their positions to advance partisan interests. This helps ensure that we have a professional class of public servants who, when they are doing the jobs that all taxpayers pay for, are doing work in the service of everyone. Campaigning and governing are supposed to remain separate, like church and state. There have been violations in every administration, but as a new report lays out, the Trump administration acted as if the Hatch Act didn't exist. In a sharply worded 59-page report issued this week by the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, 13 high-level Trump officials were found to have willfully violated provisions of the Hatch Act. The head of that agency, by the way, is Henry Koehner. He is a Republican who was appointed by President Trump in 2017. The documented violations were not mistakes or slips, the report makes clear. They were deliberate and took place even after the agency warned against engaging in the partisan activities at issue. The Trump team treated the letters less seriously than overdue library book notices. Why? Because campaigning took precedence over governing, and the prevailing sentiment was to win the 2020 elections at all costs, rules be damned. As the report states, quote, the Trump administration tacitly or expressly approved myriad Hatch Act violations committed within that critical period immediately prior to the 2020 election, during which OSC was unable to both investigate and resolve the violations before Election Day, end quote. The violations took place at a range of government components, from the Department of State to the Department of Homeland Security to the Department of Energy to the White House. And the transgressors identified in the report were not low-level staffers, but included members of the Trump cabinet, notably former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, both broke the law in connection with the 2020 Republican National Convention, which was held, controversially, on the White House grounds. You may recall their appearances. What you may not know, as the report details, is that both officials were warned repeatedly by career ethics officials and lawyers that appearing at the convention would be a violation. These admonitions were ignored. Pompeo delivered a partisan speech to the convention remotely from Israel, which itself would have been a violation of long-standing State Department policy against speaking about politics while abroad, until Pompeo changed the rule just for himself a few days before the event. Wolf, for his part, staged a naturalization ceremony at the White House, a quintessentially American and nonpartisan tradition, for political gain. As the report found, the ceremony, quote, was orchestrated for the purpose of creating content for the convention, end quote. In other words, a hallowed citizenship ceremony was hijacked for the campaign. Other appointees like Kellyanne Conway, Kayleigh McEnany, and Mark Meadows repeatedly violated the Hatch Act by making election-related remarks during interviews given in their official positions in the White House. To be sure, there were transgressions under Obama, and there has been at least one so far under Biden. But those citations were acknowledged, officials apologized, and noncompliance was never rampant until Trump. Ethical government is not just about the personal ethics of individuals in office or the rules that purport to govern their conduct. It is about an ethical culture, The report found that, quote, failure to impose discipline created the conditions for what appeared to be a taxpayer-funded campaign apparatus within the upper echelons of the executive branch, end quote. Noncompliance, combined with non-enforcement, combined with nonchalance, was a recipe for poor culture throughout the Trump government. To wit, the report, quote, indeed, the 2020 election revealed that, at least with respect to an administration's senior-most officials, the Hatch Act is only as effective as the White House decides it will be. Where, as happened here, the White House chooses to ignore the Hatch Act's requirements, then the American public is left with no protection against senior administration officials using their official authority for partisan political gain in violation of the law, end quote. Nothing will happen to these miscreants because the law provides that only the sitting president can take action to fire or reprimand certain officials. And in any event, all of these violators are out of office. So we have a catalog of lawbreaking, but zero accountability. That's why the report joins many ethics experts in calling for adding teeth to the Hatch Act, so accountability can't be thwarted by an insistently unethical administration. Repeated, tolerated Hatch Act violations committed with impunity are a gateway drug to grander corruption. At a minimum, they are an indelible sign of such corruption. I think that much is clear. My best, Preet.